bienvenidos a este nuevo episodio de la colección de podcast que la Fundación Germán Sánchez Ruy Pérez dedica a la innovación en la industria del libro y la lectura. El director de accesibilidad de la Fundación LIA, Gregorio Pellegrino, repasa los conceptos fundamentales que sustentan los criterios de accesibilidad para los contenidos digitales.
This could be a big problem, but it also can be an opportunity to change the workflows, the business model, the way we create ebooks, and the way we design ebooks. And our idea, the idea of Fondazione LIA, the work we are doing in Italy since 2011, is to create born accessible ebooks. What does it mean? The idea is to design ebooks for all, and so work with accessible ebooks with constituent elements, I mean semantic tags and semantic elements for describing the different parts of the ebooks, describe the structure of the ebooks in a standard format. Standards are really, really important. And create ebooks that are compatible with assistive technologies that are the technologies used by end users, both blind and visually impaired. There is an exception for comics and art books and picture books that are books that are fully visual and will be really, really difficult to create an alternative way for getting that content for blind people. So this type of books are not compiling to be accessible. Yeah, that's all. So the way we work, the way I propose you to work, is to design for all and create born accessible publications. So from really the beginning of the development of a new publication. What does it mean? It means that born accessible publications are e-books created with a specific procedure that creates accessibility checks, internal and external. I mean, internal of the publishing house or external to the publishing house. And to use international standards, both for creating the publication, which means essentially PDFs or EPUBs, are the two standards available right now for creating accessible publication, but also to use international standards for describing the accessibility of the publication. So international standards for metadata, and also in this case we have two standards for describing the accessibility of a publication. One is Onyx, I think many of you knows Onyx, and the other is schema.org, that is a standard used by search engines for understanding the web pages. And then distribute both the file, so the born accessible file, and the metadata to the value chain, providing the end user with the description of the accessibility feature. So the idea is not to create a separate market, but to use the main market, the mass market, and to use the mass ebook stores like Apple, Google, Kobo, for instance, Amazon, for distributing and selling accessible content. So we don't want to create another access that is on the other side, but we want only one access, one store, one way for everyone to get the same content. Because the idea is that blind and print impaired people will be in the same conditions as sight readers, so they will have the same titles with the same format at the same time, using the same distributor channels with the same information, so the same metadata and the same reading instruments. So we don't want to create another market, another way, another distribution. That is the aim of the European, but also of the Marrakesh Treaty. So the idea is to create content for everyone from the beginning. So we encourage publishers to produce accessible versions with the same production processes as traditional digital content, I mean ebooks, with the same metadata standards and the same distribution of the traditional content. Because in the traditional way, so right now, for creating different versions of printed books for accessibility, we have different processes. So for creating a Braille version, we have to transform the text in Braille and then print out the Braille. For creating an enlarged character version, we have to enlarge the character and print it. For creating an audiobook, we need a speaker, we need to record the speaker and to distribute it. Instead, using the digital formats, so for example EPUB, with creating only one file that is the same that we distribute for everyone, the user can choose which way use for accessing the content. So it's the user that can decide if he wanted to use a Braille display to read it. Braille displays are like tablets that via Bluetooth can be connected to the device for reading. Or he can decide to enlarge the characters using the different features of the reading solutions, or to use the text-to-speech for getting an audio version of the book. So, different processes, only one process that can serve all the users. And these are the opportunities for a content producer. So if a digital publication is accessible, it is better for everyone, because more accessibility means more quality for everyone. One important thing for publications that are not private or are not sold is that if a content is accessible, the search engine optimization of the content is higher, because if you can understand, for example, the Google crawlers acts on websites like blind people, because the crawler is a robot that goes on the website and it doesn't see anything. So a crawler is like a blind user navigating the website. So having accessible content means better content for everyone.